This is Brent Wasenius, and I'm here with Susan Jacobus, who is running for the Dodge County Board of Supervisors in District 7. Susan, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you for the invite. I appreciate it.
To start off with, Susan, can you tell everyone about where you are originally from and how long you've been in Fremont?
I'm originally from West Point, Nebraska, and I spent a lot of years in Schuyler, and I got my education primarily between Columbus on associate's degrees and also in Colorado when I got my engineering degree. I've been in Fremont just shy of 7 years.
I'm sure many people are aware that you served on the Fremont City Council as a second ward councilwoman. What was it about this position that prompted you to run?
I think more needs to be done to address some of the ditches and intermittent waterways that we have in the county. I think that all impacts Fremont, obviously. We're fairly flat, and not cleaning out the ditches and making sure that our smaller streams and creeks are cleared out impedes the flow of water and blocks it up in specific areas. And that impacts all of the county. And I think that's primarily one thing I'd like to see more attention to, that, and I guess trying to encourage people to get involved. Right now, we have many seats that have gone without anybody running for the seat in our townships. There are 30 open seats out of 42. And that's alarming that people just do not want to get involved. And I think part of the position of being a county supervisor is to encourage that participation. I know the phrase transparency has been overused a bit, but to be open and to ask people to participate and listen. I realize that District 7 doesn't go all the way out in the corners of the county, obviously, but I think it's a task of all supervisors to encourage people to participate. And I have been seeking and looking for people to sit on those seats because I was startled when I looked at the actual ballot that were online for the Dodge County that so many seats were going without anybody running.
We mentioned that you are a former Fremont City Councilwoman. Can you tell people how that experience would help you in this position?
I think it helps that a person wants to get into that seat. I guess we all have ideas when you first run for a position or first are hired somewhere of how much you can do for that position. When in reality, it works both ways. It actually opens your eyes, I think, a little bit, and the controversy or opposition helps you form a better opinion or judgment or to learn where you need to compromise and say, well, I can concede in this area, but I need to stand strong here because this is what will benefit the most people. So it's you find out very quickly it's not about you. It's about how your decision impacts the multiple people, the citizens of the community, the citizens of the county, et cetera, because it has an exponential effect. And your decisions can be very dynamic and have either a very positive or a very negative impact.
What would you say are some of your strengths?
Listening to opposition. I learned very quickly coming into Fremont as an unknown and being seated on the council, the huge divide for people when it came to Lincoln Premium Poultry being established here and some of the concessions made to help them get established. Some of the opposition was very vocal and very adamant, but I do believe the opposition helped change and help strengthen Costco here. In other words, I think they did things to try to work with the community on some of their concerns. For instance, when it came to how they were hauling the birds or how they were not going to use water for chilling the birds, but rather cold air. Those types of things were changed, I think, simply because of some of the opposition voicing their concerns as far as contamination and the overuse of water, et cetera. So opposition does help form an opinion. Opposition is good, and it's good to have that debate. It doesn't have to be an argument with raised words or voices, but it's good to have that back and forth and listen to other people's opinions because you shouldn't have your mind made up before you listen to others' opinions. But unfortunately, as humans, we typically do. But I do know that it has helped me form better decisions and change my mind about things going into a meeting.
Susan, you've touched upon some of these things already, but what do you think are the biggest issues facing the county in the next 4 years?
I think the issue is that can't be controlled by the Board of Supervisors as much, but the valuations and the taxation that's been occurring and a lot of concerns of the people. And we've all got, you know, those that we own homes, we own property, the farm ground, et cetera. It's all been increased in valuations, and majority are paying increase in taxes. And I guess when it comes to that, how we spend those monies collected to support county government and roads and all the services that are provided at the county level is more important than ever. It always was, but more important than ever now, because literally every dime counts. It's being fiscally responsible is a huge concern always, but more so now, because people are finding that their dollar obviously isn't stretching. Eggs have increased, milk has increased, flour has increased. They're very basic essentials in order to feed our families has increased. The wages haven't necessarily kept up with it. People are trying to work, and there are those that find it harder to make ends meet. Their taxes have gone up. Their utilities have increased. So every dime counts. But when it comes to the county, when you collect those taxes, primary concern is how do you fiscally expend them? Where's the best way to spend that dollar?
Susan, is there anything you would like to add or anything that we didn't go over?
I wish everybody in the political arena well for November 8th. I guess someone had asked me, did you run for that seat because you don't like your opponent? No, I like my opponent. He's a good guy. We just have differences of opinion, and that's it. We're just different people. I don't know of another female that's run for this seat before, and I would appreciate that people give me a consideration. But regardless, I'll be watching the political arena, and I will not hesitate to voice my concerns like usual.
All right, Susan, thanks a lot for your time today.